Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Craig Martin, chairman of Dynam Capital, the manager of Vietnam Holding, VNH. His ticker there. Craig, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released your monthly investor report. Some good stuff in there, some positive reporting. So we'll get into that. Before we do, as always, Craig, just give us a brief summary as to what Vietnam Holding's all about, please.
Sure. Well, look, Vietnam Holding is an investment trust or a fund listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange and open to everyone to invest in. And all it does is invest in great companies and exciting growth story of Vietnam.
Yeah. Okay. So, like I said, a busy month from the report there. Fund up 2.3% during the month, beating the index. Give us a view, if you could, on the particular sectors and companies you're interested in then, Craig.
Well, I suppose one great sector for us is the logistics sector. Mm-hmm. Vietnam is a very open economy. It trades about 200% of its GDP through import and exports. It's a global player. So we like companies that play to that theme, seaport operators, airline cargo companies, etc. And they've got great growth prospects ahead as Vietnam positions itself really to be a key manufacturing hub. So as a sector, one of our top themes is logistics. And then in terms of companies, well, interestingly, I was with my colleagues here in Saigon in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. We visited one of our companies this morning in that sector, a company called Gemadep. It's currently our second largest position. And they've really experienced double-digit growth in volumes and revenues. And they're hoping the profit could rise 50% this year and treble by 2025. So it's a great company. It's building new capacity because it's got increasing demand. And it really would be a logistics champion, a leader in its space in seaports and in airport cargo. And we think that kind of logistics is a great way to play the export story in Vietnam and the import story without having to pick a particular winner in terms of a manufacturer. So it's kind of the shovels to the gold rush, or it's the business building blocks that we like to invest in. And very encouraging when we met with the company this morning, they're telling us about their plans to do more and measure more and report more on ESG, which is exactly what we do as a fund and as a fund manager. So there's a great alignment there. And this year, very interestingly, for Vietnamese companies, they have to report their carbon footprint. And this is something we've been doing for a while. And so we're trying to help them and encourage them in that process. So one top sector, say, logistics, and one top company is Gemadep, our second largest company in our portfolio.
Yeah. And I noticed you mentioned that recently a Vietnamese crypto company has been hacked. Now, I assume you have no exposure to that, but what happened there?
Yeah, look, no exposure. It's a very interesting story and an interesting company. It's a company called Axie Infinity. It's owned by, well, the company is called Sky Mavis. Mm-hmm. They share the building we live in Vietnam. That's why we know them well. They had their infrastructure, unfortunately, compromised recently, and I think they lost about $600 million of cryptocurrency, of Ethereum tokens. But they've raised more money on the back of that, actually, to kind of make whole the people that have lost that. I think it's really an example of how fast Vietnam's developing. It's got some great tech talent and technology enthusiasts and a startup scene. So, you know, a company that was small a few years ago, it's now a global leader in something called NFT gaming, non-fungible token gaming. So it's kind of really at the kind of leading edge of this. So, okay, the fact that they got hacked was a setback. But for us, it's interesting that Vietnam has these type of companies. And the country is developing quickly, and the entrepreneurs are very active. Vietnam's 100 million people in its population. I always look at it, almost 100 million entrepreneurs. So there's always something exciting in being developed. And so it's not something we invest in as a fund, but it's just interesting to see Vietnam kind of grow rapidly into some of these new technology areas, as well as more traditional things such as logistics, shipping and air cargo that I mentioned before.
Yeah, it's amazing when we think of the population there. It's, you know, a lot bigger than the UK, and yet we hear very little apart from you coming on and telling us about it, really. So it's growing very quickly, yeah. They say. In other news there, a Vietnamese company is looking to IPO in the US. Is that usual or not?
No, look, it's highly unusual. I mean, most companies, Justin, are listed in Vietnam. There's 1,600 to choose from, and we've chosen about 25 of them. But this company is building a big business in the States. It's building a $4 billion plant in North Carolina, I think the largest investment in that state in history. And so naturally is looking to get some financing in the US and considering an IPO. It's a big EV, electric vehicle manufacturer. Oh, yeah. It's got global ambitions. So look, it'd be terrific for, you know, a Vietnamese company to be a global player in that space. And again, I think it's just a testament to how quickly Vietnam's developing and adapting to technology, and how, you know, tremendous opportunity that the people see. They're very hardworking, and you don't bet against them. When they put their mind to something, achieving something corporately or what have you, they're very hard to stop. They're really determined. So, you know, good luck to them. If they can IPO in the US and conquer part of the EV world, that's tremendous.
Yeah, well, I suppose the US market attracts a lot of attention EV-wise, doesn't it? You know, that's maybe why they've gone there, because, it's loads of companies there, loads of EVs and SPACs and all that, getting a lot of investment in the US. So tell us the rest of the year then. It's almost, 4 months in now to the year, but what's the outlook for the rest of 2022?
Well, very positive. We're still holding to a target of over 30% in terms of earnings per share growth for our portfolio. Yeah. And yet the portfolio trades on about 12 times price to earnings as a valuation metric. Mm-hmm. And the fund shares, which are listed on the London Stock Exchange, can be bought at a 15% discount to net asset value. So we think you've got great growth, you've got a relatively good valuation, and you can buy the shares at a discount.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, those are the three reasons, unless you like give some more reasons, but as to why someone should hit that follow button, Greg.
Well, look, you've got diversification. Vietnam's a diversified destination, so if you're a UK investor, it might be interesting to look at. You've got the high growth and the reasonable valuation, and the shares trade at an attractive discount, and you can buy them on the London Stock Exchange. So a great way, from the comfort of your own home in the UK to be part of the exciting growth story halfway around the world in Vietnam.
Excellent stuff. Craig, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Pleasure, Justin. Keep well. Thanks ever so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.